For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Hi, I'm Jack Cole. I'm a retired New Jersey State Police Lieutenant after a 26-year career there and 14 years basically undercover in narcotics, where I worked everything from arresting kids on the street for smoking pot up to billion-dollar international heroin and cocaine conspiracy rings that I worked on. And I am now the executive director of a group called LEAP, or Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. It's a group that was created about 2 years ago and went from five founding members, all of us police officers, to where today it has over 2,000 members. We're not just cops anymore. We're police, judges, prosecutors, corrections officers, prison wardens. Anyone that's actually been a drug warrior is allowed to be a member or a speaker for us. And we have 85 speakers now, living in 36 of the United States and in seven other countries. We are an international nonprofit educational organization. You have to be international if you're talking about ending drug prohibition, as our name implies, because that is a policy that will affect the entire world.
Jack, we've had approximately 8 or 9 members of law enforcement on the Cultural Baggage Show, and I want to talk about the fact that through the efforts of these members of LEAP, many municipalities across the nation are looking again at their policy and thinking of ways to make changes. You want to talk about some of those?
Sure. Let me give you just a quick summary of what we've done since I talked to you last. In this 2-year period, we have now done over 1,000 presentations around the world, but about certainly 95% of them are in the United States, because we know that we have to concentrate on U.S. policy, because it's U.S. policy that drives the policy around the world when it comes to drugs. We present mainly to civic groups, professional groups, educators, or religious organizations, but we concentrate on civic groups mainly, things like Rotaries, Kiwanis Clubs, Lions Clubs. And the reason we do that is these people who are in these civic groups are there because they want to better their community.
If you would like to learn more about law enforcement against prohibition, I urge you to visit their website, which is at leap.cc. That's LEAP.cc. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.